that's the coach's job. You know, whenever they put me in, I'm just going to do the plays that I'm supposed to do. And whenever they feel I need to get more plays, you know, I get in and get more plays.
Did you get very tired today, Johnny?
Not really. You know, I'm hustling downfield, pursuing, trying to get myself in better condition, and, you know, that's a part of practice.
Johnny, it's been a while for you. How'd you feel out there with your pads on for the first time? And do you feel like each and every day you're out there, you got to prove this coaching staff that you belong in this locker room?
Man, I'm just working hard, man. I'm doing whatever the coaches ask me, you know, pursuit to the ball, playing my technique the right way. And, you know, as long as I keep doing that, you know, everything will fall in place.
Does it come easy for a guy that's been playing most of your life? Does it come easy for you?
I wouldn't say easy. You know, it's a little rush on me, but, you know, everything take a little time, and I'm getting there.
Johnny, what did you do in the offseason to get ready for this and stay in shape and
I was working out at Plex Gym in Houston. Man, those guys are excellent. You know, I was, you know, working out with Sean Rogers, Casey Hampton. I even had a workout with Sean Jones on pass rush. So, I mean, I've done a lot of work. You know, I ate good, lost a lot of weight. So, I feel good about my body. So, everything's going good. Oh, yeah, it was excellent, man. Everyone was tuned in and, you know, excited to be out there. Had a lot of fun today. Didn't have too many mistakes, man. We had a good practice all the way around both sides of the ball.
You get a chance to peek the rookie Dayton Jones. How'd he look out there?
He's looking good, man. He's a good guy. He's so fast, man. It's not even funny. So, you know, I'm ready to see how he's going to turn out, man. He's a good guy.
After your tough offseason, losing that weight and coming back now with a CBA you haven't seen in different practice rules, does training camp seem easier after all that work and with the new rules for you?
Right now it's day three. I can't really say it's easy or not. Just going to look forward to seeing how it all pans out.
Johnny, what is it coming to this season, I guess, for you? You said there's some roster in we don't get to see a ton of you out there right now. What are you maybe struggling with, or what do you really have to focus on to get back to where it used to be?
Basically just focusing on, you know, the blocks that the offensive line gives us and things like that. You know, it all comes together with repetition. So I'm going to keep getting my reps and keep working on it, and it'll all work out for me.
Does your footwork come fairly easily? I mean, that's always been something that's been pretty good for you.
The footwork, you know, is there because in the offseason we work on that a lot, you know, so that's pretty much that.
Speaking with BJ yesterday, actually he's brought it up multiple times this offseason. The last time you were around, this franchise set a record for stopping the run. Is that something that you remember well, and is that like one of the biggest things that you anticipate being able to help with?
Man, I mean, if that happened, that's fine. That's great. You know, the D-line, we're going to work hard at being number one, and that's all we can do. You know, we don't have no predictions or nothing like that. We just work hard.
How much different did it feel today getting the pads back on you? Obviously, OTAs and during that time, you weren't able to have the pads on.
Man, it was great, man, because a lot of guys been waiting to, you know, make some contact. Haven't had contact in a while. I haven't had contact in 3 years, but those guys haven't had contact since last season. Everyone was excited to be out there.